to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We're joined by Dr. Bruce Bechtel, one of the country's preeminent authorities on the Hermit Kingdom, as it's called, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. It is a grim place. There are a few who have watched its predations, that of the regime against its own people, more closely over a longer period of time and with greater clarity than Dr. Bruce Bechtel. These days, he is a professor of political science at Angelo State University, a Marine of considerable distinction who specialized in intelligence during his time in uniform and served in, among other capacities, senior positions in the Defense Intelligence Agency, including with responsibility for Northeast Asia. Let's just jump right into it, Bruce Bechtel. It's so good to have you back. Thank you for your time today. I'd like to get your read on this sort of state of the threat from North Korea. The Obama administration is indicating to the incoming Trump administration that this is the single most serious threat in the world today. Is that your view?
Well, I'd have to agree with you, Frank, and thank you for having me. I think anybody who doesn't agree that North Korea is certainly a threat that has exacerbated itself as far as being a threat over the past 2.5 years or so just hasn't been watching Asia very carefully. Over the past couple of years, they've not only continued to conduct violent provocations against our neighbors to the south, but they have developed a wide array of WMD and conventional systems that could threaten not only the region they live in, but if proliferated, could cause significant damage in the Middle East as well. And you're very well aware of those systems, Frank. They've conducted nuclear tests again. They've conducted tests of mid-range, intermediate range, and intercontinental ballistic missile ranges for their ballistic missiles. And they continue to build conventional weapons that can actually more effectively go after such things as the American move farther south of Seoul. So this is certainly something that we should be concerned about, because not only do we see them developing these weapon systems at the same time, we see all this rhetoric coming out of North Korea that they consider themselves threatened by both the United States and South Korea.
Let's talk a little bit about that rhetoric, Bruce Bechtel, because it does seem as though even for a government that has under its successive Kims made a fetish of sort of propagandistic rhetoric against the West, specifically the United States and of course, South Korea. But under Kim Jong-un, the present tyrant, this does seem to be ratcheting up in a rather ominous way. Is that your view?
Yes, I would concur with you. And it's not an ambiguous thing to say that either, Frank, because they've actually tested about 7 or 8 times more missiles, that is to say, ballistic missiles, Kim Jong-un's regime has, than his father did. And his father tested more, obviously, than Kim Il-sung did. So we're seeing a ratcheting up in the testing of systems and in other rogue state behavior that North Korea has conducted. And I think a lot of this is simply because Kim Jong-un does not yet feel secure with the military. So he's allowing them to do all kinds of things with their new systems. When you give generals toys to play with, they're not plotting against you.
Bruce, we've been talking about the testing of the incoming Trump administration. And I wonder if you believe, as I do, that China is going to be among those who will engage in such testing early on in the administration, but that it may choose to do so, at least in part, through its proxy, North Korea. And if so, what form of testing do you think that might take?
Well, I think that's very likely. As you know, when Obama came in his presidency, during his campaign, he had been saying that he wanted to hold talks with North Korea. Well, that all kind of went down the tubes when North Korea did both a nuclear test and a long-range ballistic missile test of a missile that could potentially hit the United States, both in the first year of his presidency. I think we're likely to see something like that from the North Koreans. I think we're also likely to see nothing done about it by the Chinese. And by the way, Frank, over the past few months, since this swath of tests that the North Koreans have conducted, once the UN sanctions were initiated, now we've seen a large amount of evidence that shows the Chinese simply are not enforcing those United Nations sanctions against North Korea. So it should be obvious to anyone who's watching Northeast Asia right now that China simply is not going to rein in the North Koreans. That's just not part of their foreign policy.
Yeah. Well, that puts a fine point on the question that I wanted to close with, Bruce Bechtol, and that is, do you agree with our friend Gordon Chang that this is a moment when we're going to find it necessary, as Donald Trump has signaled he intends to do, to squeeze the Chinese? He may have his own reasons, economic, trade, and the like, but this strategic purpose to try to induce them to think rather differently about North Korea, to conduct themselves in a manner that is less, well, at best turning a blind eye, and at worst actually encouraging and enabling the North Koreans, and perhaps finally begin to bring some pressure to bear on them to desist from the dangerous activities in which they're engaged.
Well, I would hope that would be something the Trump administration would take under consideration. I would certainly encourage such an option. And, you know, we already have sanctions on the books, Frank. All we have to do is enforce them. You know, what we did with Banco Delta Asia back in 2005 to 2007, we need to do that with all the banks that are laundering North Korean money and all the front companies that are helping North Koreans do dual use technology, et cetera. All we know who the banks are. They're not just in China, but China's the main culprit. And by doing that, China has no choice but to take action against North Korea, because once we start naming banks that North Korea is laundering its money through, it would create a snowball effect, and China would virtually economically be forced to stop letting North Korea use them as a conduit to conduct their proliferation. The proliferation supports the regime, and so we would thus see pressure put on the DPRK. Now, does the new administration coming in consider that a viable option? One would hope so, because that would actually put real pressure on the North Koreans, just as it did back in 2005.
Would you just drill down on that for a moment? Because I think that example that you've cited of Banco Delta Asia is so important. Just remind our listeners, Bruce Bechtol, of what that involved and what the effect of the sanctions imposed on that bank were.
Excellent. Well, you know, back in 2005, the Treasury Department designated Banco Delta Asia in Macau, obviously part of China, as a primary money laundering concern, and designated that bank, formally designated that bank, as such an entity, and said that no U.S. money would go through that bank, and froze any U.S. funds that were in that bank. What that did was it basically created a snowball effect where people, countries that is, economic entities within countries, started pulling their money out of any banks where it was known North Korean funds were. And after about 11 months, the North Koreans were having such a hard time trying to find a bank to deposit their money into that North Korean diplomats were literally carrying suitcases full of cash to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, to find some place to run their funds through. And it really put a lot of pressure on the regime.
Much more to do in this field, for sure, Bruce Bechtol. We look forward to doing so with you in the days ahead. I appreciate so much your expertise and the teaching that you are doing at Angelo State University at the moment. Keep it up, my friend, and come back to us again very soon. I hope the rest of you will do so as well again tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.